Good morning.
Good morning, Char. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Hanging in there, huh?
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm going for surgery on Thursday.
You are? Okay.
Yes, mm-hmm.
How long are you expecting to be in?
Oh, a couple of days. A
couple of days, okay.
Yeah, so
I will make sure and keep you in my prayers. I'm writing
Thank you. I was talking to my girlfriend about prayers. I said, don't give me that. Like at nighttime, I say, and God bless, and I list the whole name of friends and relative. I said, don't give me one of those. She said, I'm going to give you the full Monty. I said, good.
Anticipation of it, because that's why I was off the call.
Oh.
And it was minor, and I would love to have seen you have the same answer that I had when I asked you how long do you expect to be in. Mm-hmm. But I know yours is a different situation than mine. So, anyway, I had have quite the testimony as a result of it, and the first reaction was, since I know there's only a couple of us on the call here, or a little more than a couple, the first reaction was when I asked the doctor how long, he says, come prepared to spend the night. Well, we ended up going into a different hospital, and we were driving down the highway 1 hour and 45 minutes after they began surgery, which was not quite an hour surgery, which was, I'm going, it didn't hit me until we were actually doing it, that I says, wow, it's all this clock right? So anyway, you will be in my prayers, only because what I said, not the time on the end, but the anticipation, it's never fun.
No.
It's never fun. So anyway, somebody else joined us.
This is Dottie.
Dottie, good morning, Dottie. How are you doing?
Oh, very good. Is this Char?
Yeah. Hi, how are you? As I said already, I'm just repeating myself like a parrot.
Is this Char, though?
It is.
Oh, okay. Hey, Char, can I call you after the call?
We're at the beach, and
okay.
We have two couples here that are just getting ready to
okay.
leave. Can I give you a call back just a little bit later?
Yep, you can.
Okay, can you give me your number so it's handy?
Yep, 978. 978. 667.
667.
3064.
3064, okay.
Yep.
So maybe within 2 hours after the call, would that be okay still?
Yep, that's fine. Yep.
Okay, I'll clock it in there.
Okay, thank you.
You're certainly welcome. I know there's a couple of other people on the line. Maybe they're just busy with morning things and need to keep on track. Good morning. This is Char Rogers, who just joined us.
Hi, this is Jeannie. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Down here in sunny Phoenix, Arizona.
Well, the sun's trying to pop through that bright sunrise morning here at the beach. So there's a fishing book out there. So anyway, we're just sitting here enjoying it, kind of in the quiet solitude before everybody's up.
Mm-hmm. So, which beach are you at?
We're at right out of Coos Bay, straight across from Coos Bay, about 15 minutes out of Coos Bay, at Charleston, which is just a really little tiny spot on the map.
Mm-hmm.
But the city is the largest seaport in Oregon. It's about two-thirds of the way down the coast, so we're actually closer to California than we are Washington for a change. Normally, Portland's right on the Washington state line, so border of Oregon. We get a little bit more sunshine down here than we do in Portland. More moderate temperatures, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Somebody else just joined us. This is Char Rogers with Advanced Lifestyle. busy Monday morning, back into the swing of fall things and getting close to the convention. Who heard the call last night that Rick did with Bob Richards?
I heard it. It was wonderful.
It was. Any of you that are interested, you probably would love to go in and, or you'd love to hear some of the comments he made, especially at the end. And I don't know whether we should tell him or not, Jeannie.
Somebody else. We are friends, girls. We are friends. I think we should share. Let's not keep secrets.
For build-up's sake, I just heard somebody else join us. This is Shaw Rogers and a group with Advanced Lifestyle.
This is Brenda.
Brenda, how are you?
I'm great.
Did you hear Bob Richards interviewed or on speaking on Rick's call last night?
No, I didn't.
Okay, it was very good. At the very end, I won't do this. We won't do this, will we, Jeannie? We'll let them know here. At the very end, somebody said, when they asked for questions, somebody said, you just mentioned the word products, and or new products maybe, and he says, well, I can't really say, and you probably had explicit notes on the comment he made, Jeannie.
I wish I did. Because I was so, I wrote down like little pieces, and I'm not sure it made sense. In fact, last night I forgot I was going to ask you.
Okay, what I put down was something to the effect, will always be ahead of the market in the category of market, in the category of magnets, will always be updating and, you know, going into new research there to keep ourselves way ahead of anything out there in that category. But there's some areas that we've kind of let lay just a bit, and it isn't they're not working on it. It's just that we haven't seen the evidence of it. I know they've been working on it, but I know that people have asked a lot, and that was the category of far infrared. So I would say they've done some more recent work in the category of far infrared. Now, I would interpret that we could possibly see a significant announcement on that. Would you guess that, Jeannie?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm saying announcement. I mean, I don't know whether the product is ready to deliver at convention time. I don't have any insight in that. And then the other thing that was said was we will also be always update, and this was spoken as at convention, we'll be updating certifications and specifics and research to present on our products, and we'll be how did he use the word trends in there? Because mine doesn't quite make sense the way I wrote it.
I didn't write trends down. I wrote something. I wrote green and organic down.
Oh, I missed that one. Oh, I remember it now that you say it, but I didn't get it written. Green and organic. Okay, that's really an important one because that is in the forefront. And maybe that's part of what I was thinking of when I wrote trends. Maybe it was written, maybe it was wrapped around that. So anyway, by the time he made just a few sentences there without really divulging anything about a specific product, just generalities, everybody was extremely excited, weren't they?
Yes. Yeah, and then he said, of course, our number one product is always going to be humans being more.
Yes.
So that's how he kind of that's how he kind of ended up, which is very true. You know.
And, you know, into that package also he did, I know, and I think this was earlier, not at that time, talk about the sophistication that they're developing as far as what we have available at our fingertips in the science and technology of delivering what we need to have for us and also to be able to pass it on to others. So I expect a lot of stuff in that category too. Not a lot of new inspirations for us there. So anyway, I'm very, very anxious to get down to convention, which is coming up very, very soon. And before that takes place, do not forget the last 2 days of the month here that we have with the sleep special, the 20% discount on anybody ordering a package. And the number they talked about using to put in is 4250, which doesn't give you an individual answer, but puts you into the system to be able to put the package together. Has anybody done that yet?
I have not.
I looked at the information.
Yeah, I went in there just to get some prices and stuff, and it was very easy to choose. Are you talking about ordering those different things?
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. It's very easy to choose.
Yeah, they did make it very simple. So don't miss those last-minute calls, and I've got one to do today myself on yet another one that somewhere in the past mentioned, oh, they would just love to have a sleep system but couldn't afford it. Well, that's been a while back, and we don't know other people's situations like they know them. Regardless of what they say to us, if there has been any interest at all, they should be given the opportunity to know that the information is there. And if it's presented in that manner, likely there would be nothing but appreciation because we thought of them in their situation and simply offered the information. We wouldn't want to make that decision for them. And I can't imagine anyone not appreciating the call. It lets people know you care and you're thinking of them. So that's my take. Questions, comments? Everybody's busy, huh?
Well, sure, I think it's always great when you come out with the new products because everybody gets excited. It's like every year. I know most of my friends that purchase cars, they wait until September, October, where they can get the purchase in the same year. But sometimes they get the next year's model or they get something a little less expensive in the year that they're in. So, of course, it adds a year of excitement and renewal and all of that good stuff. When they have convention and they have new things that are coming out, we all want something, a new dress, a new pair of shoes, a new something. And I think that's wonderful that they're coming out with the far infrared because we haven't done too much with that lately, anyhow.
Right.
Yeah.
We're very, very excited about that. It's not that they haven't seen the value, and definitely we have with utilizing that technology. It's just that, you know, other things have happened, and what they were looking for did not meet their standards. I know that for a fact. So that's why we didn't have it earlier. But it's not like we don't have products to work with, you know.
Right.
The thing I need to remember in speaking whenever I talk about new products is we have a situation with what we already have that dramatically changes people's lives, that there should never be any hesitation about spending time with new people or someone else on what we don't have. It's what we do have, because that is the information that needs to be delivered.
I also feel because we are a marketing company, even if with the old people, you have to always constantly give them something new. You know, it's like I said, with the cars, with the new dresses and our new shoes, with our new every time something new, it revs up the base and gives you an opportunity to even talk about the old things.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. My analogy is as far as what we have that's new is the way that the company now has introduced the or has the Mag Boys in the kit, the sales kit, and what we can draw on from our years of experience of the simplicity of that one product and the excitement we can have about getting that in absolutely everybody's hands that has any interest shown seriously in NECAN by joining and becoming a member, and some of the testimonies we have had from day one, because to them, they know nothing. We have all of that experience in that category, and when you see the excitement on them with the results they can see in a matter of a few minutes or seconds. Our first testimony was videotaped, and it was 22 seconds, and it changed the man's life. I mean, immediately, in 22 seconds, changed his life, and he lived the rest of his life. I assume he's probably passed on by now because he was really up in years then. And so it's, you know, it never ceases to amaze you when you think back on some of the outstanding things that have happened in our lives that are totally unheard of to the biggest portion of the population yet, and our responsibility to go out and share them. Sound like I'm on the bandwagon again, don't I, guys? Sorry about that. But this next month will be our 16th anniversary.
Wow.
And all I can say is the first things that we saw are still some of the most profound in my mind, because it was our first experiences to ourselves and our friends, and we just can't imagine being anyplace else. We can't imagine ever turning our back on that information. We can't imagine not making that information available to other people as long as we can speak. So,
comment? If I can join your bandwagon.
You can be.
No, I was just thinking about how our company has, just since in the short time I've been involved, has gone from, yeah, I just see the stages of the company, like it started out as a magnetic company, and then they've gradually, now we are in place to, we are the total wellness company. We have the wellness home, which nobody has, and the wellness home is always going to be coming about. There's always going to be something to install in our wellness home. But how exciting that is. And I've been working on my vision of for our area of having wellness homes in every neighborhood and kind of hooking that into the company. And how exciting that is when I think about it, because my health is totally improved just by installing the technologies in my home. And I am very excited about that. And people are looking for answers to healthcare. You know, and then this call, nutrition is a huge portion of that, how our lifestyle is huge, and sharing that with people too. So, anyway.
Oh, that brings to mind a comment made on the call last night that Bob with Bob Richards. Actually, it was Rick that made the comment afterwards, and that was, I think it was Rick. Jeannie, you can help me out on that too. That involved in Hungary, which is a third world country, and we think of third world countries, and we can especially think of it now because, you know, of people being stretched with the economic situations in this country. In the third world countries, how in the world could they afford a wellness home? And Rick had been there and was talking about what he witnessed there, the excitement in the people that had joined NECAN, and he said there it takes 6 months' wages to purchase a wellness home. Am I correct, Jeannie?
Yes. Isn't that amazing? And it took 2 months' wages to go to the convention, and 50 people were there. I wrote down here, oh my goodness, on my notes. Imagine that, 6 months' wages for their wellness homes.
And they don't see that as an obstacle. They see it as a challenge, and they're out making it happen. And I thought, you know, we need not have pity parties about, you know, the state of affairs in this country when we look at what others deal with on a daily basis. We need to have that attitude of gratitude that Ruth Williams always talks about for the many, many blessings that we have, because so many are so less as far as what they have to live with as far as resources.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. So anyway, I hope I whetted your appetite and you all came in, because it's one that you all, everybody should what Bob Richards had to say about several different categories as he went through his presentation. It just will further excite you for the convention. Questions?
That call that was on last night, is that going to be recorded, do you know?
I'm sure it's on Pathfinders, right, Lynn?
Yeah.
Or Focus on Growth, yeah. It's
if you go to pathfinders.biz and click on Sunday Call,
okay, yeah.
He's got the recorded calls on there.
Excellent.
Here to put this up.
I'd like to listen to it. I didn't get a chance last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything's so easy to pick up now. If any of you have joined us and you wonder what all this is about, well, actually, it is about advanced lifestyle, which is the study of, in part, the study of different way of eating. We refer to it as a plant-based diet, which came out of the China study written by Dr. Colin Campbell back over a year ago, when we discovered that there was a piece of material out there that indicated we could dramatically change the percentage of chances of incurring the diseases that the average American has on their death certificate, and that being heart disease, diabetes, cancer, autoimmune diseases, obesity leading to all of those. And so it seemed profound enough that we had to prove it or disprove it, and I don't think there's a way of disproving it. As many comments as could be made, there is no way of disproving the results of eating in this manner. As quoted in Dr. Esselstyn's book, that out of the 5.5 billion inhabitants of the earth, 4 billion are already eating that way, and those 4 billion do not have the same percentages of those diseases just named that we do in this country. So I guess that's a pretty good test group as far as numbers go, and we became interested in it and absolutely love the way we eat. And I'm grateful for the group that's on the call that dedicate their time to being here just to help with the support and spreading the message. And as you become aware and you learn a little bit more about it, it's amazing to me how commonplace it is becoming all over, as we see more information coming into view from all different kinds of directions. So maybe somebody's got a comment on that.
So I have a question. I've been listening to this girl. She's making the rounds on television lately, and she has been talking about the raw diet. It's still plant-based, but it's raw. Do you have any, have you tried that, or have you have any comments on that? She's lost a tremendous amount of weight, like 160 pounds. She looks fabulous.
Okay, say the word you're using. It's what?
R-A-W, raw. You know, she's eating raw. It's still plant-based, but
sure.
I guess she must be eating a lot of cucumbers, tomatoes, and celery, and broccoli, and cauliflower, but uncooked.
Yes, it was just your accent, Maddie. I'm giving you a bad time. Raw, R-A-W.
R-A-W, right. I don't know. I don't have an accent. Okay.
Yes, in fact, one gal that has done incredible with that, and her health challenges down in Southern California, Trudy Drury, that I still need to get on for an interview. A lot of people advocate a minimum of 90% law, and I say for them a 90%, I would go for a 70% and be absolutely thrilled. I just tend to like hot food in the wintertime, and that kind of deletes it being really hot, because by 105 to 110 degrees, you've destroyed the live enzymes in food. So theirs is in a different, just an additional way of looking at it. And yes, this came up at McDougall's seminar, and he was a great, or is a great advocate of eating a high percentage of raw, but not that high, does not need to be that high, that that we are, his comment, very short comment was, we're not a plant. Our bodies make and utilize different enzymes that are in plants also, and we are able to make that exchange of nutrients. And as a matter of fact, some nutrients are actually digestible after they're cooked and utilized to the body that are not available when the food is raw. Now, that's a small percentage, but it is there. And so he totally advocates a combination of both cooked and raw, not going, not that we have to have that high a percentage of raw. But I have got several books that I've collected that address that subject of just raw foods. And it's not that difficult to improve on the amount of raw that we've got in the form of salads and even mixed into your main dish entree. We've had two or three dishes since we've been down here that a huge portion of the entree was raw. We may have some cooked grain in there with it. They would do things such as soaking grains, and soaking them, sprouting them, even before you see the sprouts. This is a question I asked one of the gals that was with us. So really soaking or calling like sprouted flourless bread. Does that bring up a question mark in your mind? Well, it's just soaked to soften the grain and make it more digestible, and then ground the same as you would grind flour, or similar. I shouldn't maybe say exactly the same, but similar to what, as you would grind flour, and then baked into bread. Now, that's been heated, so that's not going to apply for raw. But if you did that same thing and you made crackers in a dehydrator where you had the temperature no higher than 105 degrees, you would be retaining the enzymes that they're talking about, and you would be using a flour. And I've done that before. I mean, I'd have to work on it before I'd ever send a recipe down, because it wasn't to my taste buds, or I wouldn't have a bag of them still left. There's all kinds of ways around it, and I have made main dishes that you would think of as, well, one of the recipes that was given to me by one of Ron and Lynn's group was called a raw lasagna, and I sent it down as a lasagna salad because raw lasagna didn't really hit my taste buds real high, and I didn't know whether other people would react the same way I did just to the title. But it was delicious, absolutely delicious, and nothing in there was cooked. So, been one quite a while back, so. So, sorry for the long answer, and I don't know if that really answered it, but someone else would see that?
Oh, that was good. I have a book called Dining in the Raw, and I have a few things. I think I haven't tried any of these, but I've looked through the recipes, and I have a few tabs sticking out that I want to try, so I'm glad for the reminder, because I would like to try.
Well, when you do, Janie, tell us what you found that's good, and we'll just pass it on.
I will.
We'll use that as an example of coming from that direction, and in the wintertime, it's always more of a challenge to incorporate more raw into what I'm doing. But I like to have a high percentage. I made a salad last night, and I doubled all the raw ingredients in it, left the grain, which was quinoa, short on the amount intentionally, because it's easy for me to get more grains than I would really like to have. And so I try and shorten those out, because it's very, very, very easy for me to substitute in at some point during the day with a slice of sprouted whole grain bread, and I enjoy that a lot too. So, some of the rest of you.
Well, over the weekend, we happened to go into a pizza place. I was dying for pizza. I don't know what it was, but they actually had whole wheat crust, and it was so delicious. We got the vegetarian, and they had olives and tomatoes, and they had eggplant and peppers and onions, and oh, it was the most delicious pizza I've ever had. The whole wheat crust was awesome. I didn't know how it was going to taste, but it was great.
You didn't address the favorite topping of cheese, did they?
Well, the cheese that was on it was very, very light. You know, sometimes you get a pizza and it's just oozing with cheese. This here was so light that it almost was like just sprinkled on there just as a, just to be there, you know?
Like a garnish rather than the main part of the cheese.
Exactly. And it was phenomenal. I definitely would order it again. I was just surprised that it wasn't, it was cooked perfect, and it was crunchy, not really, really crunchy. The crust wasn't really thin either, you know, but it was thin enough that it was enjoyable, very, very enjoyable.
And you gave no extra special instructions on sparse on the cheese or anything like that. That's the way it came out.
Well, I called in the pizza and I says, well, we'll find out what it's going to taste like because we've never gone there before. And Bill picked it up and then brought it home. And it was very, very good. Yeah.
So is this a national franchise or an individual?
It's just a mom and pop place up in Wolfboro, New Hampshire.
Well, I always think when these things happen, make sure you compliment them on them and let them know why you chose to do that, maybe. And it gives you an inroad, another time when you go there or call them.
Yeah, because I asked for, you know, because I didn't know the name of the pizza place. I knew where it was located, but I didn't know the name of it. So I went into the telephone book and I found this place I thought was it. And I said, now, are you the ones that make the whole wheat crust? And they said, yeah. That's good, because that's what I want. I want a vegetarian whole wheat crust pizza. So, you know, I did make my whole wheat part of it anyways. But I'm definitely going to compliment them when I go in again, because we're definitely going to do it again.
Good. Well, you know, that's a good thought is if you're looking for a place, just exactly what you did, ask if they have a whole wheat crust, because it may spur some of them to think in terms of doing that. And, you know, when you say it, there's nothing wrong with saying, I have a special diet. Do you know of anyone that makes a pizza with a whole wheat crust?
Mm.
They've heard of someone, and they may pass it on.
Right.
It would not be impolite or rude, especially on the phone, to do that. At least I don't believe it would be, so. You brought to mind one thing that did happen over the weekend for me, and that was as we were leaving town to come down here, I told Denny, I said, we have not had, IHOP has a special, they call it harvest grain. I would not call it whole wheat because I know there is white or unbleached flour in there, so it could not be labeled whole wheat, but it is crunchy and nutty, and we have ordered their pancakes. It's been well over a year, maybe a year and a half since we've been in there, but I said to Danny, I said, you know, on the way out of town, maybe we can find one because there's none near us as we're driving, and so we waited to have breakfast to do that, and Danny carried in my little jar of butter that you guys got the recipe for. The lady looked at the jar, and she said, your own butter, how smart. And I said, well, yes, not animal, and I wish I would have said, as it came out, non-dairy, no dairy in it. And she looked at me and said something else. Anyway, over the course of the breakfast, we built a very nice rapport, and I have her email and asked her last comment just in asking the questions, was, well, Denny had asked how long she'd been doing it, how long she'd been there earlier on in the conversation as she was back and forth. And her very last comment was, yes, I've been thinking a lot about this. I can handle it. She was, I think, 52. She said her last comment was, as she turned to walk away, is I can handle this for 4 more years, and I've got to find and decide on something else for retirement.
Wow.
And I go, okay. So before we, her very last time at the table, I said, you said something that put me back exactly to your age, or close to your age, I said, when I was there, and we're 14 years ahead of you, and right about that time, we were making that same change that you're talking about making, and something that we stumbled into has dramatically changed our lives. Do you have an email? And she said, yes, I do. And I said, I'd like to send you just a clip on that, and if you're interested in taking a look, fine. If it doesn't sound like something that would fit you, that's quite all right. She goes, I would love to have you do that. So that's my next step now. My next thing is on my end, my move. So anyway, I haven't fully decided which thought I'm going to send her, but it will be. And she was the perfect picture of what you would like to see in a wellness consultant. Her diet is already 90% there because she does not eat hardly any animal product, and just loves the loves eating that way, and it's been that way for years, and she was in really good shape. So anyway, I think I will nearly always, or at least when appropriate, carry my butter in with me. Or Denny will.
Good idea.
Simple. It said on the top of it, it said butter. And of course, it was a clear glass jar that I keep it in, and it had a bright yellow top, so it could not be missed. Got an orange lid on it, honey, that you're looking for, the cereal. And that oblong plastic container, so it wouldn't break while we were traveling. Well, we're bright and shining here, and the sun is on the lighthouse. I hate to tell you guys that, but it's beautiful. And any last minute comments or questions?
Char.
Yes.
Have you used your butter for baking or butter substituting in cooking?
I have not used it for baking. I'm such a miser on it. I practically control the amount Denny puts on his toast. In baking, I have just used coconut oil for that replacement because it has a rich flavor and gives a really nice texture. And I try and always pick, as I know you do too, Brenda, the recipes that call for a very small amount. The other thing that I've done a lot of is substitute applesauce, the prune puree, like in the brownies, those kinds of things, and done a lot of substitutions. McDougall's books have a lot of substitutions for any of the fats, oils, or butter that you would, that the recipes would be calling for. Anybody else want to comment on that?
So the coconut oil gives a rich flavor?
Yes, and a really nice texture.
Mm.
Again, I'm using it sparingly, if it calls for a cup, I'd probably use a third of a cup in most recipes. And it's going to depend on what you're talking about, too, because of the texture of it, and use the rest of the butter replacement or fat replacement in something else, like I was saying, applesauce or whatever. There's about 8 or 10 substitutes listed, especially for baking, in one of McDougall's. I would imagine it's in several of them. if you just look under fat or oil alternatives, the website would, I'm sure, have an article on it.
Yeah, there's some recipes, though, that you just need that little bit of oil.
Oh, yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I will go ahead and do that. But I'm amazed at the numbers. Well, even in the pancakes that we made yesterday, you had to have a certain amount or you were going to have it sticking to the griddle. And I cut it exactly in half of what it amounted to, what it called for. It was supposed to be a fourth of a cup for a regular size batch of pancakes, and I used 2 tablespoons. And they were fine. You just made sure that your griddle was seasoned, and so I was getting some by doing that also, of course, but it was a little bit more controllable. Well, guys, I want to go enjoy the last day or so we've got down here, so I know you've got lots of things to do. I thank you for your participation. Is there any last-minute thought or comment you... Okay, with that, make it a wonderful day, and as I said, don't forget, we're down to the end of the month. Convention is coming. Our sleep system special is on. Don't miss anyone that comes to your mind. Force them to come to your mind. Think on terms of who you have talked to in the past and share that information. So make it a great day, and we'll talk tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.